Where, here in Spain, as if we can't get enough of it, it's Brett Hansen again. How are you doing, Brett?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Howard. Still enjoying the cooler weather.
Yes. Okay, well, many of our listeners are retired British expatriates who use their pensions to fund much of their living expenses. So today, Brett Hansen and I will look at various issues you need to consider when taking your UK pension in Spain, or when deciding what to do with your funds. Bit of a big subject, Brett. So first, if someone has not started drawing their pension yet, what can they do with it? What options do they have these days? And how should they decide which is best for them?
Well, Howard, first of all, I would say that for anyone living in Spain or thinking of living in Spain, it is very important that when seeking pension advice, they should ensure that they receive that advice from a qualified, regulated pension specialist who has the skills and knowledge of both the UK and Spanish rules and regulations in order to be able to advise you on the best solution for you. As to what those options are will depend on the type of pension you currently have and also what your circumstances, attitude to risk and objectives are. The problem for UK nationals in Spain is that most UK advisors are not regulated to give advice to EU residents. They lost their what is called passporting rights with Brexit. And at the same time, UK pension companies will not accept you have received advice from an EU advisor because they are unable to recognise whether such advisors are fully regulated in Europe. So you have this situation where the UK pension provider cannot accept that you have had regulated advice from either a UK or European advisor, which leaves these UK expatriates in a situation where they are struggling to access or make changes to their pension funds. The options available are therefore limited, which makes it even more important to get the right advice from a firm like ourselves.
Taxation is obviously one of the important considerations. What do we need to know about how UK pensions are taxed in Spain?
So Howard, if you're a UK national taxed resident in Spain, then your pension income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax and not liable to UK income tax. So for any listeners who have UK personal pensions, self-invested personal pensions, defined benefits or defined contribution pensions, then these all will be taxable in Spain and not taxable in the UK, regardless of whether the income is paid into a Spanish or UK bank account. This also applies to UK state pension. The key as to where you pay tax on these pensions is where you are resident, or more specifically, tax resident, not where the income is paid to. There is, though, one exception which applies to UK government service pensions, these being civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions, where the income remains liable to only UK tax and are not taxable in Spain. But although the income from these UK government service pensions will not be taxable in Spain, it is taken into account when calculating the tax on any other declarable income in Spain. And so it can have the effect of pushing this other income up into higher tax brackets in Spain. I'm afraid there is no tax-free lump sum in Spain. And so if you have not already moved to Spain and want to take this lump sum from your pension, then you should do this while still a UK tax resident. And if you live in a region of Spain which still has wealth tax, or your assets are such that you could be affected by this solidarity tax, then a 2019 ruling by Spain's Directorate General for Tax concluded that non-EU pension plans do not qualify for an exemption to wealth tax. This means that since the UK left the EU, Spanish wealth tax now applies to a UK pension fund from the point at which you can take benefits from this pension. It would therefore be included in your other worldwide assets to calculate your wealth tax liability each year.
We know the UK government is conducting a large-scale review of the pension system. Do you think these reforms could impact expatriates?
Yeah, we will see in the fullness of time what the implications will be of the review of UK pensions, which, as I actually mentioned last week, potentially includes them being liable to UK inheritance tax, for example. But in the meantime, Howard, for any British expatriates who are planning on moving away from the UK, you do have potentially the opportunity to transfer your pension funds out of the UK and avoid any future potential UK ramifications. One such possible solution is to transfer your pension to what is called a QROPS, which stands for a Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. For any listeners who have not heard of these or have heard of them but are not sure what they are, they're basically a label for foreign pension schemes to receive pension transfers from UK registered pension funds which meet HM Revenue and Customs rules. For some, moving your pension out of the UK into a QROPS can be very beneficial in that these have greater flexibility with regards to currency, investment and estate planning. And as I've already said, Howard, also the protection from future adverse UK pension reforms. But I did say these are available for anyone planning to move to Spain, not for anyone already living in Spain. And this is because in 2021, there was a binding ruling in Spain which determined that a transfer from a third country pension scheme, i.e. a non-European economic area country, to a European economic area pension scheme is subject to a personal income tax charge on the whole fund value. So as a Spanish resident, if you were to transfer a UK pension to an EU-based QROPS, you could find yourself paying tax as much as 45 to 50% on the whole pension fund which is being transferred. And therefore, if you're already residing in Spain, then an EU-based QROP is most likely not going to be an option for you. For those listeners where a QROPS is not feasible, then at Blevins Franks we can offer a UK self-invested pension fund to, say, consolidate several different pension funds into a single pension where the investment approach can be aligned with your objectives and your attitude to risk, whilst at the same time you can receive ongoing regulated advice in Spain.
With the complexities and risks with pensions, not to mention frequently changing rules, I think it's fair to say that professional advice is essential. What do people need to think about when choosing an advisor to guide them on their pension options in Spain?
Well, Howard, I would say that I would hope that our broadcast today really does emphasise how complex this area is and that taking the wrong approach could have very unwelcome consequences. As a result, I would strongly recommend that when choosing an advisor to guide them on their pension options, our listeners should ensure that they speak to an experienced, qualified and regulated pension specialist who has the skills and knowledge of both the UK and the Spanish rules and regulations. Pension advice is highly personal and a specialist field, so please ensure that the firm of advisors you use have pension specialists with the relevant higher qualifications. You need to be confident that the firm of advisors you are using or are going to use have the resources and knowledge to be able to advise on the best solution based on your circumstances, objectives, and attitude to risk. And ideally, they have an office local to where you are living in Spain or where you will be moving to in Spain so that you can continue to receive ongoing advice whilst living here. And they keep you up to date with any tax or regulatory changes which could impact both you and your pensions. So for any listeners thinking of moving to Spain or are already living here and are interested to find out what benefits they can get from their pensions, if you'd like to talk to one of our local-based advisors, please feel free to contact us via our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. Concise and informative. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howard. Speak to you again soon.